Listen, it's The Bert Show.
So Wendy gave us some bad news this morning.
Yeah, sausage guru, the breakfast guy, Jimmy Dean, passed away over the weekend. He was 81 years old, but died of natural causes. But we know
him. I was sad about it, yeah.
I was bummed this morning.
I want to get to 81. I'd be stoked if I make it to 81 years old.
Yeah, as long as my friends and family, you know, members are still around. Yeah, that'd be fun. But yeah, Jimmy Dean is somebody you grew up with. You saw him in commercials doing his sausage commercials. He's a country music singer. So yeah.
And that sausage is good because not only did it come in little rolls, but it came in the sausage biscuits that you would heat up every morning. And I had those growing up as a child.
And a cowboy boot was on the label. So you know it was good.
There's your brand right there.
Southern food.
So he passes away at 81 years old, but it does give us an opportunity to play some of the best complaint calls that we have compiled over the years. Mm-hmm. And we'll start it out of respect for Jimmy.
Okay.
This complaint call. And these are real, man. These are absolutely real.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with their fried eggs and their T-bone steaks.
Speak it, brother.
And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people.
I understand.
And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs a kick. Some little consumer geekeroid.
Geekeroid.
Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. I'm going to eat, god.
He's even got the family in the background agreeing with him. Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, did he eventually offer the 16-ounce roll of sausage? Because I'm curious if that's in the grocery store right now.
No, that's
fantastic.
All right, this is, I think this is the dude that completely melts down when he wants a new mouse, and then the customer service guy is just not giving him exactly what he wants, so he starts screaming, and the customer service guy starts screaming back at each other, and he just gets louder and louder and louder.
You're making this call, and if you purposely break the mouse, it will not be covered by warranty.
Oh, well, you're going to have to prove that, okay?
It's in your warranty agreement, sir. We do not replace for misuse and abuse.
There is no misuse and abuse.
As the ref.
It was a mouse.
You just say, I am so glad that we are recording this so I can play it back for everybody else in the office. All right, this one here is a timeless classic. This is the guy calling Dell. All right, first he's just calling up to check out an ad that he saw, right? And the Dell guy goes for the hard sell.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Robert. What can I build for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $9.99. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520. We HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second bay. No floppy drive. You want to have a 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? If I wanted to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 3-0.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because the future is going to cost more money. Okay, no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better, and I'll call back.
Why? You got the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me and call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oy! I can't believe it, Paul. Like a little girl. I can't believe it, Paul. Only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl. Get out of here. Little girl. You a little girl. Little girl.
Are you going to let me talk to your manager?
Little baby hair. Little hooker.
That's my favorite of all time.
I love it.
That will never get old to me.
No, little hooker.
Little girl. You are little girl. Little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
This is The Bird Show.